have begun a series dealing with the wilderness, which is a mandatory experience every Christian experiences in their Christian walk. But the wilderness will determine which path we end up on. Make sure you stay tuned as we look at the different paths that are available to us.
You were listening to Good Treasure Podcast Show with your Bible teacher, Darius Good. He is the senior pastor of Bible Gospel Center and founder of Good Treasure Ministries. He is the author of the books Unlocking Godly Wisdom, Fear of the Lord, David, Man of War, and the children's book series The Adventures of Ryry. For more information, visit the website at dariusgood.com. For more information regarding the church, visit the church's website at bgc.family. And now, here's your Bible teacher, Darius Good.
Thank you for joining us on today. You're listening to the Good Treasure Podcast Show. My name is Darius Good. I'm the senior pastor of Bible Gospel Center. We're located in Hamden. Our website is bgc.family. That's bgc.family. We have information on the website regarding our church. We have our service times, directions to the building, as well as you can join us virtually for our Sunday morning services. All that information is right there on the website. Once again, bgc.family. To learn more about myself, visit the website, dariusgood.com. I have several books that are available. One where we focus on wisdom. We need God's wisdom in order to succeed in life. And so I wrote a book entitled Unlocking Godly Wisdom. It's the seven pillars of wisdom. Solomon explained that there's seven pillars of wisdom. To learn more about that book, visit the website today. I have several other books there, but I just wanted to highlight that particular book today. There's music on the website, as well as information regarding our other podcast shows. So visit my website today, dariusgood.com. When we do conferences, where I touch and focus on very specific topics, all that information is there on the website. So once again, visit my website today. We've been teaching on the subject of wilderness. The wilderness, and it's a very important experience in the life of Christians. And so on today, there was a option that was available to the nation of Israel that I want to take a look at very specifically as they were coming out of Exodus, as they were leaving Egypt. So you're listening to episode 40, and we're going to deal with the different paths that are available to us. There's three options that are available to us as Christians in our journey with God. I look at salvation as the beginning of the journey. Salvation is the new birth. Jesus explained that to Nicodemus. And so unless a man be born again, he cannot enter into the kingdom of God. This entrance into the kingdom through the new birth, through the enlightenment of our spiritual man. Paul explained that he said, I was once alive. So children, when they're born, their spirits are alive unto God. But when sin comes, when they reach the point of accountability, of knowing right from wrong, Paul explained that he died. So this is Romans chapter 7, verse 9. He says, for I was alive without the law once. He was a child. He had the law in his heart. We know right from wrong. Our hearts will condemn us or convict us. But he said, but when the commandment came, sin revived and I died. When he came into the understanding of the law of Moses, sin revived. So now he knows right from wrong. And then he says, my spirit man died. Very, very deep passage. And then he talks about the commandment which was ordained to life. The commandments, the law should produce life. He said, but instead I found death. I found the commandments to be unto death. Verse 11, for sin taken occasion by the commandment deceived me, and by it it slew me. Wherefore the law is holy, the commandments are holy and just and good. Verse 13, was then that which is good made death unto me? God forbid. God's intention was not for the law to produce death in us, but it does. Because he explains, but sin, that it might appear sin, worketh death in me, by that which is good, that sin by the commandment might become exceeding sinful. In other words, his understanding of sin caused death to become alive in him. And so he experienced a spiritual death when he reached a place of accountability. And it was through salvation that we then become alive again. There's a new birth, a second birth that must occur. The spirit man dies unto God through accountability, knowing right from wrong, but through salvation and repentance, we become alive unto God. This is our second birth. With this being said, we begin this journey walking with God. And the nation of Israel outlines experiences that we have in our spiritual walk. Jesus also walked out the same experiences as the nation of Israel. So he lived in Egypt for a period of time. As the scripture says, he was called out of Egypt, a prophetic word by one of the prophets in the Old Testament. And you see Jesus, his life mimicking in many ways the nation of Israel. The baptism, which he experienced through John the Baptist, the same as the baptism that the nation of Israel experienced as they crossed the Red Sea. If you read 1 Corinthians chapter 10, verse 2, it says that they were all baptized unto Moses in the cloud and in the sea. It was a type of baptism when they crossed over the nation of Israel crossed through the Red Sea. And so we see this experience as Jesus is baptized in the Jordan River, and then he is led into the wilderness. The nation of Israel, released from Egypt, baptized in the Red Sea, now enters into the wilderness. And so this experience becomes a very important experience that we as Christians have to go through. Now, the nation of Israel, let me start here. In Matthew chapter 4, verse 1 through 2, it says that Jesus was led up of the Spirit into the wilderness to be tempted of the devil. He's led by the Spirit of God. God led him into this place, and it became the place of temptation. Verse 2 says that he was there 40 days where he fasted and he was hungry. And so we'll stop there. But we could parallel the 40 days with the 40 years that the nation of Israel was there in the wilderness. So Jesus spent one day for every year the nation of Israel spent in the wilderness. Now in Exodus chapter 13, verses 20 through 22, it talks about how the nation of Israel, after the Red Sea experience, they journeyed from Succoth, they encamped at Etham, which was at the edge of the wilderness. So we're not getting to the wilderness experience today. Right now, we're at the edge of the wilderness. And this is what transpired there at the edge. It says, the Lord went before them by day in a pillar of a cloud to lead them the way. So they were led by a massive cloud. It was a pillar leading them through the wilderness. Just as Jesus was led into the wilderness, and it baffles me how Christians try to avoid the wilderness. We don't like going through things. And so there's a period, as you see, the nation of Israel is in Succoth. They encamped at Etham. There's a period after salvation in which we feel things are great. It's like this honeymoon experience of meeting God, and our lives have been changed. Everything's feel brand new. I feel free. I feel this release, this liberty. I feel washed. I feel clean. And that's really what the nation of Israel was experiencing before entering into this new experience. The Lord begins to lead them by the pillar of a cloud. And the scripture goes on to say, this is verse 21, Exodus 13, verse 21, that at night there was a pillar of fire to give them light to go by day and night. So that cloud would shift into a pillar of fire, which would lead them in the evening. It had to be an awesome sight to see millions of people traveling through the wilderness with this massive pillar of fire leading this people. At verse 22, it says, he took not away the pillar of the cloud by day, nor the pillar of fire by night from before the people. So now we see Jesus being led by the Lord. We see the nation of Israel being led by the Lord. Now we know their destination, which is to arrive at Mount Sinai. They're going out to worship God. And in knowing the destination, we do have free will. Sometimes, and maybe we don't always know the God-determined destination. We may not know the will of God, but we, through free will, we often have destinations in our minds of places we want to be in life. With us having free will, we can determine how to arrive at our destination. I'm talking about being led. Jesus was led. The nation of Israel was led by the Lord, by the Holy Ghost. To arrive at our destination, we know where we want to go. So let's say my destination is Detroit. I choose Detroit because I have family there. That's a 12-hour drive from Connecticut to Detroit. I have several options. I can drive. I know it's a 12-hour trip. I could take the train if I don't feel like driving. And I have a third option, which is to take a plane. And so I can determine how to arrive at the destination. This is what's interesting about the nation of Israel. When they came out of Egypt, in Exodus 13, verse 17, it says, "And it came to pass when Pharaoh had let the people go, that God led them not through the way of the land of the Philistines, although that was near." That was the closest destination, the best destination, or best pathway to arrive at their destination. The problem was, as God now states, he said, "Lest peradventure the people repent when they see war, then they're going to return back to Egypt." That's Exodus 13, verse 17. So they had several options. They had the Red Sea. They had the Philistines. And the best route was to go through the land of the Philistines. This tells us that we have several options available to us. We can choose the land of the Philistines. Even though God is leading us, we still have free will to determine which path we want to take. So the nation of Israel could have chosen the land through the Philistines. Why? Because on paper, logistically, that makes sense. The problem is we can't foresee the outcome. And so we have these different paths that are available to us as we're trying to arrive at our destination. And this is the single most important point of the wilderness experience. Will you be led by the Holy Spirit? Will you be led into different places? Now, we say, I don't want to go through that experience, but the point of the experience is to know God, through the unveiling, the revealing of God, his nature, his character. He is our defender. He is our avenger. He is our defense. He becomes all these things to us that is revealed to us in the wilderness experience. And so we have these options that are available to us because we can choose not to go through the wilderness and instead take a different path. And so in Proverbs chapter 14, verse 12, it talks about that a path. There is a way which seemeth right unto a man, but the end thereof are the ways of death. That's Proverbs 14, 12, and also Proverbs 16, 25. In our wisdom, we think we can figure it out. And many people are very intelligent. They're very smart. But there's many options to get to a destination, and we think we have the wisdom to arrive at this place. But God has revealed to us that he has a plan for us. In Jeremiah 29:11, it says, "For I know the plans I have for you, declares the Lord, plans to prosper you and not to harm you, plans to give you a future and a hope." That's the NIV version. Jeremiah 29, verse 11. Let's compare that to Psalm 73, verses 11 and 12, where it says, "And they say, how does God know? And is there knowledge in the Most High? Behold, these are the ungodly who prosper in the world. They increase in riches." We can plan to have this lavish life, a life of wealth and prosperity. And I'm not preaching against wealth and prosperity. What I'm saying is there is a path that will not produce harm in your life, that will not produce destruction or death in your life, but the only way that path works is to do it God's way. You have to follow or be led by the Holy Spirit. And so the nation of Israel find themselves in this place, released from Egypt, the place of bondage, and they have two options, either follow the cloud, or they can really go through the land of the Philistines. Now, the Philistines represents opposition. And we see this nation, the entire books of the Bible, as we're reading about the story of the nation of Israel, they have this constant conflict with the Philistines. You have David, you're talking about years later, because you have Moses, Joshua, all the judges. Then we have King Saul. We get to David, and they're still having conflict with the Philistines. It's a place of opposition. In the world, there is opposition. There are things you're going to have to fight and go through, and there will be losses. That's how battles work. And so we lose things in the process of trying to arrive at a destination. The scripture says, what does it profit a man to gain the world and lose his soul? That word soul is translated psyche. You lose your mind in the process. And we see it daily as people arrive at what we consider places of success, places of fame, places of wealth. But what did it cost them in the process? What did they lose in the process? Many of them lost their minds. Many of them became in bondage to addictions, whether those were sexual addictions or substance abuse. Many of them have lost their families, relationships with their children. It was destructive as they arrived at their destination. They lost so much. But God's plan, when we look at what he explained in the book of Jeremiah, a plan to prosper you and not to harm you, plans to give you a future and hope. People lose their hope as they are trying to arrive at certain places. And so they enter into anxiety, they enter into depression, find themselves constantly meeting with therapists. God is the solution. But the answers are in the wilderness. We got to go through the route of the Red Sea as opposed to the Philistines. Now, here's the thing. Both sides have obstacles. The Philistines are a major obstacle, but it's nothing but warfare. The Red Sea is a major obstacle. And of course, it looked like as the nation of Egypt is now coming to attack Israel, it looks like you're going to enter into warfare. But here comes the revelation. God says, I am the Lord God. I'm going to reveal myself to the nation of Israel. What did he show himself strong? As a protector, as a defender. And so this is why the wilderness becomes so important in our growth, so important in our development, so important in our transformational thinking, that if we understand, if I follow the Lord, if I'm led by the Holy Spirit, if I follow the cloud or the pillar of fire, that there is a plan. God is navigating me through this wilderness, but his intention is to prosper me. There is no harm that will come near me or nigh my dwelling. And this is a part of that transformational thinking that we should receive in the wilderness. Now, we have the option. We talk about three options. The land of the Philistines, which represents the flesh, a way that seems right to every man. Let's just take the simple route. Let's take the easy route. Let's not go the long way. I know what God is saying, but those are too many steps. Let's reduce some of those steps. Do it our way. When you get into my way, now you are in the flesh. Now there will be opposition. There will be a level of warfare that you're going to engage in. So that's the route of the flesh. Then we have God's route or path, which we will call the path of righteousness. In Psalms 23, verse 3, it talks about how God, he restoreth my soul. That's not harm. That's not losing my mind. He restoreth my soul. He leadeth me in the paths of righteousness. There is a pathway. There is a route. In Proverbs chapter 2, verse 8, it talks about, NLT version, it says, he guards the paths of the just, that's those who are righteous, and protects those who are faithful to him. That's a promise. But then he goes on to say at verse 9, then shalt thou understand righteousness and judgment and equity. Yes, every good path. Those are different paths. That's not the path of our flesh, but if we follow God's path, it's called the path of righteousness, the path of judgment, and the path of equity. If you read it in the NLT version, it says, then you will understand what is right, just, and fair, and you will find the right way to go. Here's another very important verse. In Proverbs chapter 10, verse 22, it says, the blessing of the Lord, it maketh rich, and he addeth no sorrow with it. I'll read it again. Proverbs chapter 10, verse 22. The blessing of the Lord, it maketh rich, and he addeth no sorrow with it. Warfare will cause you to lose something, something of value, something of importance. You can't go through warfare and come out unscathed. But there's a pathway that God takes you through. There is a path of righteousness, not just living according to the laws of God, keeping the commandments of God, but there's a requirement of obedience. He that is led by the Spirit of God, he is not under the laws of God. We're supposed to follow the Holy Spirit as Jesus set this example for us. And so the nation of Israel was confronted with these three options. What's the third option? Third option is to go back to Egypt. And we see throughout the Old Testament in Exodus, Numbers, Deuteronomy, the nation of Israel constantly considered going back to Egypt. They kept that option on the table. So these are the three options. We can go back to the world, the place of bondage. Yeah, there is some success in some areas there. Yes, the nation of Israel said there was food to eat. Yeah, but you were in bondage. You don't want to remain free. They'd rather be in bondage and have their stomachs filled. They'd rather have their flesh satisfied. Well, there's a way with God where sometimes the flesh becomes bothered. It becomes uncomfortable. It becomes diseased. And we're looking for this place of comfort, and God is saying, look to me. And so the wilderness experience is about us turning our focus, our attention, even our dependency, complete dependency upon God. We can choose our own route. We can go to the world system, or we can choose the path of righteousness, the path of judgment, where God says, if something happens to you, something is done to you, not only will I take care of you, not only will I mend and heal you, but I'll also be your judge. Vengeance is mine, saith the Lord. There's so many benefits in walking with God. And so in Jesus' temptation, we see how Satan brought these temptations to Christ. If you worship me, if you do this, if you do that, then I will give you these things. And in the wilderness, God is saying you have to make a choice. Will you do it Satan's way? Will you do it your way? Or will you do it my way? And we see the example Jesus set for us where he chose to do it God's way. Yes, I'll receive glory. I'll receive power. But I'm going to do it God's way. Why? Because his way is a way that will prosper me. It's a way in which there is no harm. It's a way in which I will not lose my mind. It's a way in which I could be blessed and yet not go through sorrow. I don't have to sacrifice my family. I don't have to sacrifice my dignity. I don't have to sacrifice my integrity. I don't have to sacrifice my marriage. All these things that we end up losing by doing it our way, our method. And so the wilderness becomes a place of obedience, a place of definitive decision making. Will I follow God wholeheartedly? Will I come to the place of success? And if the Lord doesn't take me to a place of success, then I'm okay with that as well. Not my will, but thy will be done, Lord. That's what the wilderness experience is about. And so in our next episode, we're going to begin this process of looking at the wilderness, the very first wilderness that they entered into, some really important things, details that happened in that wilderness that we're going to learn from. Thank you for joining us on today. You're listening to episode 40. If you're listening by radio, join us again next week at the exact same time. If you're listening by podcast, remember to like, share, and subscribe. And until next time, may God's richest and best be yours.
You have been listening to Good Treasure Podcast Show with your Bible teacher, Darius Good. This was a Good Treasure Ministries production. Darius is the senior pastor of Bible Gospel Center and author of the books Unlocking Godly Wisdom, Fear of the Lord, David, Man of War, and the children's book series, The Adventures of Rai Rai. To learn more about these books or to listen to other episodes of our podcast show, visit our website today at dariusgood.com. For more information regarding the church, visit the church's website at bgc.family. We pray that today's episode has brought revelation and enlightenment. Please like, share, and subscribe to our podcast show. And until next time, may God open unto you His good treasure. Be blessed.